Welcome to The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin. I heard someone say this week, there's light at the end of the tunnel, but the hallway is hell. That one really got me. It's a perfect description of this existential tug of war that's going on right now between hope and despair in Baltimore. And it's kind of funny how a few poetic words can sometimes tell you a lot more truth than a whole ream of analysis. And God knows we've been hearing our fair share of analysis. So this hour on the program, a few spare lyrical words of truth. A collection of music and poetry, of protest and reflection on the unrest in Baltimore. Words and music by artists who live their lives in this town and speak from their own experience. Up first, I want to play a track from Baltimore hip-hop veteran Scar Akbar. He said this in a 2013 interview with Mike Life magazine. He said, I am a very misunderstood and overanalyzed person. I come from a broken home like many young black kids. My father chose to raise a needle to his arm instead of raising his son. I have been diagnosed with manic depression and bipolar. My history and disabilities make me the artist I am today. Guess you can say it's a gift and a curse. So what you're about to hear is a track that just popped up on the music social media platform SoundCloud this week from Scar Akbar. He's titled it, Dear America.
How many murders will it take for us to change? And not only police brutality, but the murders that we cause to each other. We forgot how to love each other, and we definitely don't respect each other. Most young black men are scared because no one's protecting them and no one's listening to them, and most of them are dying. How can children be the future if they're dying today?
Dear America, land of the free, don't love me. I'm on bending knee, my hands to the sky like, why me? I'm a law-abiding citizen, why the law don't trust me? Do I not look like I'm innocent? Is my skin in jeopardy? Before I'm judged by 12, you're convinced I'm guilty. My city's right above hell. It's so cold in these streets, so we yearn for deceit. See, society is deep, you tell me that it will change. You have yet to convince me. Am I only living to die? Past time, holding my head. If justice not justified, would you ride if I am dead? I look towards the sky and ask God if he really care. He tell me embrace my fear and march on for I am here. Look my oppressor in the face and tell him go grab that gear. Y'all have yet to win this race. You hide behind your career. Now put yourself in my place and tell me if you can hear all the screams from the youth and the sounds of a million tears. See if I stand for what I love, you tell me that I'm not right. For years y'all held the grudge to find ways to end my life. My constitutional rights is to stand, speak loud and fight and petition for any victims is written in black and white. How many years have we been waiting to see the change in this nation? More freedom and occupation, less struggle and frustration. America's more concerned with decreasing our population. Find ways to kill our future, corrupting our obligations. Can you see into the mind of a child that's separated with no kid to live and is due to this segregation? Can you predict their death or their life incarcerated without giving them a chance to advance in their education? I'm not here to make excuses for the youth, cause they're not learning. Misguided from the truth, I blame the schools and all the parents. When they grow to loot and shoot, your judgment just won't concern them. If you kid, you will be worried every day a baby's buried. Say I'm wrong, black America's a big contradiction. Cause when we kill each other, we don't march for our victims. But if somebody kill us, we riot and petition. Set fire to the city just to make the world listen. Are we afraid to raise our children in welfare with bad health care and vouchers for the daycare due to this bad system? While we don't get no help here. You want me to move elsewhere? Is it my color that you most fear? You wonder why the restriction? Excuse me, officer. I got a daughter and a son. Can you please calm down your partner? If not, I'm going to run. So you got a choice to make, and you only get one to use your mace, your baton, your taser, or pull your gun. See a cop or kill a kid and go on with his day. See, cops protect cops to hide the truth. They find a way. What if that cop make it home? Look a child in the face. The kid said that could have been me. What the hell you going to say? I'm to this day, I'm Freddie Gray and Eric Gardner, Michael Brown, John Farrell, Ayanna Jones, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Baker, Sean Bell, Wendell, Dante Parker, Chantel Davis, I'm Kendrick Mandate and John Crawford. So dear mayor in office, can you hear the children's voices? Do you listen to the people? Is our safety on your conscience? You closed wrecks and schools. Was that decision corporate? Turn around and use the money for some NASCAR endorsements. You say you love the city and put that money in the harbor, but the harbor's not the city. It's only for the tourists walking. Every day a child is slaughtered. Baltimore is in mourning. Hope we make it to the morning. More actions and less talking. We force with all the hypocrisy in society. An unfair democracy, so we react violently. Before you try to silence me and enslave my mentality and use brute force over that little ass salary. I don't back down, I move forward and stand up. I see the coward in your eyes and that shield don't make you tough. You think it gives you power, that power won't be enough. If I catch you off duty without your guns and your cuffs, this not a race war, all creeds will stand and fight. For one common cause to preserve the human life. See, y'all made the law and y'all gave us this rights. A hypocritical theory to rebel with the wrongs from rights. It's evident you wanna see relevant in the smoke. Kill our intelligence and change all the evidence when we vote. Make embezzlements, destroy all our residents with no hope. Let John Hopkins buy communities, force us to go broke. Is it just baby steps when we march and protest? Is it a slow process to make these things correct? Is it about who we elect, thinking they know best? Where's our reparations? Why we don't get no respect? Should I neglect that we first must respect ourselves? Educate the mind and elect ourselves. Simply take the time to try again when we fail. If heaven's the destination, we gotta make it through hell. If I'm wrong for what I write, then show me something that's right. Tell me my future's bright outside of this bitter life. Tell me all I sacrifice in the end is worth living. Without showing me the inside of your prisons, can you visualize my words? Can you please pay attention? Can you hear my mama screaming for some becomes a victim? Would you make false accusations or persuade any witness? If thou shall not, do you believe in your religion? It's a war going on. Can you see it? Do you feel it? It's all across the world. Stay quiet, but you can hear it. Lord willing, I won't forget, but I forgive. Signed, truly yours, a black man that wants to live.
We need to listen to the voice of the youth. Most of the young teenagers are riding and looting and showing their emotions because no one listens to them. We need to stop judging them and stop calling them criminals. That's what's going on.
Baltimore hip-hop veteran Scar Akbar, a track titled Dear America, just came out this week on the website soundcloud.com. Music and poetry of protest and reflection this week on The Signal as Baltimore looks ahead in the aftermath of Freddie Gray's death, the havoc of April 27th, the subsequent curfew, the declared state of emergency, and now the ongoing demonstrations and rallies for justice. Next up, musician Jay Pope. She dropped into the studio this week, and she shared this with us.
So my name is Jasmine Pope. I go by Jay Pope, and I'm here with my guitar player, Jake Kohlhaas. We are members of Jay Pope and Funk Friday. The name of the song that we're going to perform is Still Here. It's a memorial to the lives that have been lost, black lives, and any lives that are significant to other people. We're not all demons. We're not all deities. There's a lot of gray space in between, and if you were here, then you mattered. And so the song is for those people.
Don't you let them forget I was here. I was more than a name or the sum of all my fears and faults. I was love, I was light, I was wrong, I was right. When you look at my life, I hope you see the fight and remember that I was here. After the darkest of nights, the sweetest of mornings comes. I was never gone, it was just a transition. No, I was here, oh, I was here. Don't you let them forget I was here. I was more than a name or the sum of all my fears and thoughts. I was love, I was light, I was wrong, I was right. When you look at my life, I hope you see the fight and remember that I was here. 'Cause after the darkest of nights, the sweetest of mornings comes. I was never gone, it was just a transition. No, I was here. Oh, I was here. So don't you let them forget I was here. Don't you let them forget I was here. I was here. I lived, I lived, I loved. I lived, I loved, I lived, I loved, and I was here.
A song from Jasmine Pope, J. Pope. She dropped into the studio this week to lend her voice as we take some time on the program this hour to share music and poetry of protest and reflection. This is The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin. Baltimore MC Ezekiel Easy Jackson has this to share with us. He couldn't make it into the studio, but he recorded himself and sent this in remotely.
I was raised in the valley of the shadow of death, where they played on our patience till there was none left. And that was way before the riots, way before the quiet that the curfew brought at night. Don't know what you thought was right, but $500 million casino versus schools. Close the rec centers and say everything cool. Politicians, police break laws every day, and I'm trying to convince my students to be calm and follow rules. Please, violence is embedded every year. When you market Call of Duty, the children living in fear. So miss me with the talk that you never wanted to hear before the news cameras and culture vultures was all in here.
Baltimore MC Ezekiel Easy Jackson. Got a visit this week also from Baltimore performing artist Jamal Blackroot Collier. He showed up with his didgeridoo and this to say.
My name is Jamal Blackroot Collier. I'm a father, a son, a teaching artist, a professional, an uncle, a nephew, a lover, a husband, a friend, a human, a musician, a man. I'm sick of fighting, but passive is not the antidote. Mandible grab and cope with the cannibals that'll grab your throat. Don Lemon is live and all he can smell is smoke. Can't even get him indicted, our rights are a terrible joke. I punch lines on my keys, broken humanity, endangered like the manatee. He should have died, because the cop yells, freeze. I now have the right to remain violent, and anything you say might result in your ass dying. Boy, try it. Got a badge and a gun and a 007 license, and leave your life as fleeting as all these lower gas prices. I don't care. You can use all your mobile devices, with 1,000,000 megapixels of my suspect now lifeless. They don't get mad because you fit the description. I'm working. I'd be hurting too if I was considered worthless. Now, put your face where the earth is and fortify your purpose. In high resolution, witness the execution of our citizens. This is the world we living in. In high resolution, witness the execution of our citizens. This is the world we living in. You know what would be nice? It would be nice that all this positive energy that's in the city, if it were to be sustained. A good friend of mine quoted Sonia Sanchez in saying that anger ignites, but it doesn't sustain. And it would be really nice if we would be able to keep the sustenance going without needing to be angry. I think that would be really dope. I think it'd be really cool if we could walk down the street and have that same love for each other that we know we already have, but we're so distracted by life happenings that we forget that we're very connected. That would be nice. Cool thing is, we can do it. We already are.
Jamal Blackroot Collier. Music and poetry reflecting on this past few weeks of upheaval here in Baltimore on the program this hour. Next up, the words of Ashley Epiphany Hodges.
Peace world, my name is Epiphany. I am a spoken word artist. I do this full time. I wrote this little piece just as a side note to my son, who is fairly young now, but I want him to be able to understand when he becomes of age. The revolution will not be televised, but I won't know what to tell you when the revolution becomes a reality in your eyes. My child, I apologize for raising you to be a fighter and being unsure about how I will encourage you to fight. I'm torn because I've been on both sides of this struggle. I have seen a world where they will uplift you, but I've seen another world where they will seek to oppress you. They provoke you to make noise and do everything in their power to take away your voice. I don't want you to be silent. But at the same time, I don't condone violence. I will always teach you to stand up for what you believe in. And at the end of your standing, I just need to know that you are still breathing. Because oxygen is a necessary element for maintaining your life. And I know it's hard to breathe when they violate your rights, show no regard for you or your brother's life, leave you feeling like you died deaf twice. But don't let them conquer you from within. Since your time on this earth began, you've carried something special. You, my child, are a priceless gem. And I will not trade your beauty for ashes, but I will teach you to create a beautiful future while remembering how ugly our past is.
Words from Ashley Epiphany Hodges. Poetry and music of protest and reflection this week on The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin. Next up, Stephanie Just a Vessel James.
All right. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Stephanie James, also known as Just a Vessel. You can reach me at www.justavesselpoetry.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at justavessel22, and I look forward to talking with all of you soon. This is from his mouth to my pen to your heart. Prayer is often a normal response when things aren't going well. It is lifted with weak words that create immense strength ringing louder on the sides of eternal wishing wells. There are prayers thrown everywhere when bad things start to happen, floating in a hopeless sky with hopes of changing the atmosphere of circumstances. It is one of the most essential and effective things, but when you're ready to take flight, it's scary to believe in higher heights when you're unable to see your wings. In moments of weakness, faith is all that you can lift. When your arms of optimism are tired of lugging around life's disappointments, it's difficult to hold on to more than your faith when your mind is weighted from yesterday's mistakes. Baltimore City is in a grave state. It is a city oppressed, searching for how to evoke change. It is a microcosm of a bigger issue. It is a loud cry through muffled tissue. It is amplifying truth, but the truth hurts. It's hurt. It is a diamond in the rough, but weak visions can only see dirt. It is misunderstood. It is searching for a prayer to stick to an unglued world. Baltimore needs our prayers. That's the most important thing to do. No matter who you are or where you're from, when you pray for Baltimore, you are praying for you. Selah.
Words from Stephanie Just a Vessel James. I got this in just last night from Salim Higgins. He works full-time, so we recorded this late when he got home from work, and he sent the audio file along to me. Salim is a veteran Baltimore MC. He's a renowned lyricist. But what we're about to hear is something more like free verse. Here's Salim.
My city is on fire, but my city has been on fire for a long time. Our souls have been on fire for a long time. The fire was sparked the first day an enslaved black set foot on this land. The fire was sparked when the first lash touched an enslaved black's back. The fire was sparked when the first noose was placed around an enslaved black's neck. The flames flared in East St. Louis in 1917 after the white riots. The flames flared in Chicago in 1919 after the murder of Eugene Williams, growing higher and higher during that red summer. The fires grew red hot in the flames of a church burning in Birmingham, Alabama, where the dreams of Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robinson, and Denise McNair blew away on the updrafts of hot air, mixing in with the black smoke and cries of despair carried off by the wind. Cups filled with water attempted to douse the bonfires of our frustrations when the government attempted to redress centuries of exploitation, forced enslavement, government-sanctioned terrorism, murder, rape, abuse, and abject poverty with WIC vouchers and reduced lunch programs. Handfuls of water were thrown onto the bonfires of our anger when the government attempted to assuage its guilt through welfare and affirmative action programs that ultimately benefited more of the majority than the minority. And so the embers of our frustrations and anger continue to simmer and burn. And where does that pain go? Part of me wants to dismiss the inexperienced, uncalloused, smooth hands of middle schoolers throwing rocks at cops as misguided. Part of me wants to label them as opportunists who just want any reason to act out. But how old do you have to be to mourn death? How old do you have to be to feel horror at black bodies lying face down in the street? How many people need to die before righteous indignation can justifiably change over into violent protests? 30? 300? The United States set the standard at 3,000. When 3,000 American citizens were killed on 9/11, no one said violence begets violence. No one preached calm or cried for peaceful solutions. America was thirsty for revenge and blood by any means necessary. Our violent response to 3,000 American deaths was a war in Iraq that resulted in more than 130,000 civilian innocent deaths. America's not averse to violence. They have a penchant for it. The same people who are upset and embarrassed by the violence in Baltimore City when Iran bombed and troops on the ground. No embarrassment has been expressed by the deaths of unarmed teens at the hands of cops. No one seems upset by black bodies lying face down in the grass. So, how many people need to die before violence is justifiable? 2 million blacks, a conservative estimate, died during Middle Passage. Is that enough? Nearly 4,000 blacks were lynched between the late 19th and early 20th century. Is that enough? 1,833 died during Hurricane Katrina. Is that enough? Or is the answer that there will never be enough because black lives don't matter? James Egan Holmes killed 12 people and injured 70 in a shooting in Aurora, Colorado. He's currently being judged by a jury of his peers in court. Zokar Tsarnaev and his now deceased brother killed 4 people, including a cop, and injured 264 others in the Boston Marathon bombing. He was tried by a jury of his peers, found guilty, and is awaiting sentencing. Eric Garner was suspected of selling loose cigarettes, and now he's dead. Michael Brown stole cigarillos from a store, and now he's dead. Tamir Rice played with a toy gun, and now he's dead. That's our reality. That's the black experience. Freddie Gray may be the name on the poster today, but it could be interchanged with a bloody list of names that goes back too far for the human psyche to fully comprehend. I'm not condoning random violence against cops. I worked as a coordinator at the Police Athletic League. I met some great people. I got to know their families and came to regard several of them as friends. It would horrify me to see them lying in the street as a result of being hit by a brick, or a rock, or a bullet. The same way it horrified me to see black children lying in the street from a bullet. I can't fully condemn violent protests resulting from unarmed blacks murdered violently. I can't fully condone violence perpetrated against others as a result of someone else's violence. I can say that America sparked a flame in the hearts and souls of black folks the minute it started exploiting us for monetary gain. America has yet to admit to its complicity in the system of laws and practices that made black subjugation, exploitation, and murder commonplace. Until America does this, the fires in our souls will continue to blaze and our streets will continue burning.
The words of Baltimore musician Salim Heggins. You're tuned to The Signal. I'm Aaron Henkin. Next up, I want to play a brand new song that popped up just a few days ago on SoundCloud. This is produced by Baltimore's Cariz Marcel, and it features the local musical duo of Jahidi and Ooh of Brownfish, which is kind of miraculous and bittersweet at the same time because Ooh passed away last year. Before his passing, though, he recorded some of the vocals you're going to hear in this song. Jahidi writes about this song, "It progressed very fast. Written in 2 days, it was taken to Cariz, and he kept it simple and splashed a little magic on it. It was during the playback that I started singing Ooh's verse. Cariz said he'd been waiting for the moment to work with Ooh's vocals. Cariz also created a new track inspired by the riots, and it was a perfect blend with Ooh's verse." This one's called "The Protest Show."
When the protest comes to your town, you'll be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who is on it. When the protest comes to your town, you'll be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who is on it. Yeah, there's all kind of sides. Politician, media, parasites. And the citizens on their own. Two groups, one young and the other group. Politician though, let me say the police never mess with me, but they still a beast on the streets. Real life, scary movie. Our brother be running, and our brother only running unless he running from something. Like he running for his life. And Freddie Gray was right. Heart pumping full of fright. With the police pursuing on our bike. When the protest comes to your town, you'll be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who wins or lose. When the protest comes to your town, you'll be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who wins or lose. All police, bad black people of chicken. What's the time out when you need an ass? Stuck in my diamond corridor. What? Did you shut down a transit flow? I don't know who took the first rock, but the media didn't say the cops. They said them thugs and hooligans. That's code for them n****s and them savages. But who's making all the money? The media is playing us for dummies. Running the clip like the pot still bubbling, but things are calm, but the media keep pumping. When the protest comes to your town, it'll be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who wins or lose. When the protest comes to your town, it'll be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who wins or lose. Hashtag, save a dope boy. You got a business, then open up the door, boy. 1 year, 1 decade, and 7 score. They say Abraham opened up the front door. What? Coming on about that. The cotton in my pick, them car crack rock. Outside is stank, stack. We need y'all, fall back. Protest from the protesters. In the midst of the agitators. Fueled by desperation, now they're listening to us all across the nation. When the protest comes to your town, you be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who wins or lose. When the protest comes to your town, you be on the front page news. Through all the confusion, you don't know who wins or lose. Yeah.
Cariz, you know what I gotta have? Look, a better public school system. Yeah. Less bread spent on juvenile prison. Nah. The f*** is wrong with them? If I got a plan that's gonna save our children and save the state money, why the f*** they hating on me? I think that it's a fact that I'm a kid from the project. Up they project to keep us in the project. Now I don't throw sets, but I will bang just to keep the attention of these f*** politicians. Yeah, I'm taking pictures and I often poly with them. And I'm a city
and I still poly with them. Couple of them hopping up in cars, big whips, taking their family to Mars, big trips. Couple got caught with those cards, big gifts. Me, I'm different. I want change. I'm no Barack Hussein. I sold cocaine. I'm a product of my mother's love, public education. Wrong place, wrong time. Up situation. You wasn't back when we was riding in hacks. Nah. So put on your Pradas and step off. I got to have it.
The Protest Show. The name of that song from Baltimore musician Jahidi, produced by Cariz Marcel and featuring vocals from the late MC Ooh. It's on SoundCloud, and you can find a link to it at our website, wypr.org/programs/.